We certainly feel the less of the least to be here, to be part of this. I realize they's far greater than I am, and but I am what I am by the grace of the Lord. I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad one day God picked me up out of a horrible pit.
Amen.
Set my feet on a solid rock. Made me part of this. I'm part of this. I'm glad of that. After growing up, I've always been backward, bashful growing up. Kind of stayed hid from everything. Never was picked for much growing up. They picked teams. I was about one of the last ones that was picked. I'm glad God chose me one day, brought me in, and made me one of His. I'm just tickled to death to be saved. I don't know about you tonight. I'm just glad to be right with the Lord. I love Him. I've thought about this all day. Yesterday, there's a lady at church. She's got a grandson that's got autism. He's about, I don't know, 8, 9 years old, I guess, and she's telling me about this. And they had to go to the doctor and visit the doctor. And they took him back. They wouldn't let his mama go back. They had to speak with him alone for a minute. They got him back there and kind of looked at him. Of course, he ain't bashful. He'll talk to you. Doctor looked at him and said, now, son, when you're in trouble, who you go to? He looked at him and said, me go God. Who you go to?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm glad he's a present help
in
the time of need. That young man knows where his help is. I believe it's time we realize where our help's going to come from.
Right.
If we get any help this week, it's going to come higher in this pulpit. I guarantee you that. You're looking to me to help you while you're just looking in the wrong place. I've just come to preach the gospel. I've come to try to help you. But all I can do is just preach you the word of the Lord.
Right, right.
That's all that I can do. I'm just a man.
Right.
But if we'll look to the Lord, and if we'll listen to Him, He can help us.
Sure can.
Boy, we need help.
Yeah.
There's ever a time we need revival.
Amen.
I believe we've just almost passed it up.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
It's desperately necessary.
Yeah.
That we have revival meetings. And it's only going to come from one place.
Yes.
And that's from the Lord.
Uh-huh.
You know you'll get out of this what you want. You're getting from the Lord just exactly what you want.
Amen.
Well, why ain't things better? Because we got it like we want it.
Amen.
That's right. That's right. Bless Him, Father.
We just got it like we want it.
You're right.
If we wanted it to be any better, we'd be doing something about it.
Come on.
Amen. Amen. When God's people move, God moves.
Yeah.
When you get, it's kind of like youngins. You get your youngins, you know. And they might be with me some this week. I got two, boy and a girl, and that youngest daughter of mine. She can just look at them big round eyes up at Daddy. Sometimes I melt. They go to hurting. They go to getting hungry, go wanting something. Well, you know, I won't be there for them. Well, that's kind of about the way God is.
Uh-huh.
Get some of His children going to call on Him.
Yes.
Well, it won't be long. God's going to hear.
Thank you, Lord.
And Isaiah 64:1 said, "Oh, that thou wouldst rend the heavens and come down to us." I believe God had split the world apart to get to one of His children, don't you? I believe God would tear open the universe when God's people go to calling after Him with an humble and a contrite spirit. I believe God would stop the world from turning when God's people go to call out, "God, help us."
Amen.
I believe He's just waiting and earnestly listening for His people, the gold call. Well, all right. Tonight in the book of Leviticus, I want to read in chapter 14 just a few verses. Not exactly sure where all we might go. I didn't really get the message till about 4:30 this evening. We just, been praying and studying, doing our best with it. But in Leviticus chapter 14, beginning at the first verse.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
If you feel like and you're able to stand, that's quite all right. Leviticus 14 verse 1 says, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, This shall be the law of the leper in the day of his cleansing. He shall be brought unto the priest, and the priest shall go forth out of the camp, and the priest shall look, and behold, if the plague of leprosy be healed in the leper, then shall the priest command to take for him, that is to be cleansed, two birds alive and clean, and cedar wood, and scarlet, and hyssop. And the priest shall command that one of the birds be killed in an earthen vessel over running water. As for the living bird, he shall take it, and the cedar wood, and the scarlet, and the hyssop, and shall dip them and the living bird in the blood of the bird that was killed over the running water. And he shall sprinkle upon him that is to be cleansed from the leprosy seven times, and shall pronounce him clean, and shall let the living bird loose into the open field." Our loving Heavenly Master tonight, in the blessed name of the Lord Jesus, we're standing here tonight before this judgment-bound people, realizing tonight, God, that Lord, that we're a very weak and a needy people, oh God. But we look to the Lord, our help, our strength, our shield, our buckler, and our high tower. And I pray that tonight, God, we might lay aside our own self, O God, that the Lord, the Spirit of God, may have free course, O God, in this vessel that you judge. God, to take of these scriptures, God, though they might be few, yet, God, I pray that you'll add your part to it to break this bread of life, to distribute it among this people. I don't know their heart. I don't know what they're needing tonight, God, but you know all things, Lord. And I pray that tonight, by the hand of the Lord, it might satisfy longing souls. I pray, God, it might be strength to the weary and help to them that are struggling. Use us for your glory and help us to bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. I appreciate you standing tonight. Now, I you're looking for something new. I ain't got it. I ain't got no new book. And I ain't got no new message. But I've got the Lord Jesus, and I'd kind of like to preach Him for just a little while. I believe He'll work. Now, I want to preach about these birds this evening, if the Lord will help us. And I want to talk about a few things here, talking about these birds. Now, I understand that a lot, especially in today's society, they don't want nothing to do with Old Testament Scripture. They don't want nothing to do with the Book of the Laws. But you can't understand the new without first looking to the old. And a lot of people don't want to have the law, but you got to have the law. It's still in effect. We still got to preach it because the law reveals sin. And somebody said, "I don't understand why we ain't getting people saved. It's because we can't get them lost. That's why we can't see them get saved. We got to have the law." People need to realize they're lost. If you've never been saved, if you've never been born again, if you've never felt the experience of grace in your heart, you're lost. You're on your road to hell, and you need a Savior. But I want to look tonight at a few things that this society, this world, don't want no more.
Amen.
First thing's repentance.
Yeah.
And the second's the blood. But you got to have it both.
Amen. Yeah. Yes, sir.
There was a time, the Bible said, when God winked at man's ignorance.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you could get by with saying, "I didn't know." But now God commendeth all men everywhere unto repentance.
Amen.
Jesus said in the book of Luke, I believe it was, He said, "Do you suppose these that mingled the blood of the sacrifice, they to be sinners greater?" Jesus said, "Except ye repent, ye shall likewise perish."
Yeah, bless Him, Lord. Yeah.
I don't know how it is down around this area, but I know how it is around home, and I'm kind of persuaded it's probably about similar. I talk to a lot of people, you know, and I talk to a lot of good sinners.
Uh-huh.
They're good folk.
Right.
They're good fellas. I talked to one at work. I've been after him since he's been there, a little over 2 years. Trying to witness to him, trying to talk to him. One day, he looked at me and he said, "I'm not a murderer. I'm not a child molester. I ain't going to hell." And he said, "And that's what I believe." I said, "You can believe in a tooth fairy, but it ain't going to get you off the ground." I said, "You got to get saved. You got to get born again. You got to get changed. I'm here to tell you that. You must be changed from an old man unto a new man. You must repent of your sin and be born again." They said, "What must we do?" Peter said, "Repent and be baptized."
Bless him all.
Somebody said, "Why, if I had anything to repent of, I'd be the first one."
Bless you, Lord. Bless you.
Well, I'll give you a minute.
Amen. Bless him,
Lord.
Well, we ought to confess one to another.
That's right.
I heard Teddy tell one time, back when my grandpa was a pastor, after service was over, he kind of looked at the crowd, said, "What do y'all think about having a fault confessing service?" And it got about that quiet. He said, "Well, I guess that's my answer." Somebody said, "Oh, preacher, oh, if I had any, I'd be the first one."
Come on. Bless you.
Jesus said, "He that's without sin, let him cast the first stone." I ain't home yet.
No, sir. No.
Try.
I'm working.
Y'all pray. I got to get into this message.
Bless him, Lord.
But these two birds, the order that they was to come was to cleanse the leper. Now, leprosy in the Old Testament Scripture is a symbol of sin. It was something that started out as just a spot. It would just come up, you know, in just one spot, in just a small spot. And it could be hid for a while. You could cover it for a while. But if it's not taken care of, if you don't put a stop to it, if you don't take care of it, if you don't get it right, get it healed, it will eventually spread and will take over. And before you know it, it brings death. Man is thrown away of his own lust and in ties. And when lust is conceived, it brings forth sin. And when sin is finished, it brings forth death. I've never seen a lack of time to where people want to try to cover their own ungodliness. They want to cover themselves by self-righteousness. I go to church. I sing the songs. I do this and I do that. But I'm here to tell you, if there's something not right in your heart, you'll be judged of that thing. Yeah. You better get it settled.
Yeah.
You better do something about it before it gets to where you can't handle it.
Amen.
You better, like Barney Fife, nip it in the bud.
Yeah. That's what the book said.
You better get it stopped. Now I'll tell you this right now. I learned it. I pastored for about 5 years, and I've always learned you better keep sin preached out. Because it's a whole lot easier to keep sin preached out than to let it get in and then try to get it out.
Amen.
So don't get too upset at your preacher when it preaches hard. Why? Because he's trying to keep things where it ought to be. Well, amen anyhow. Y'all got quiet on that.
You're right. Amen.
I got pulled aside one night. Had a whole bunch of them jump straddling me one night because I was preaching hard. Because I preached too straight. They wanted me. I said, "I can't change. I can't back up. I can't slow down. I can't quit. There's no place to back up. There's no place to slow down." I'm telling you, we've got men across our land, backbones like a banana peeling. They won't stand for the truth of the Word of God. They don't preach to their people. And there are people out running around living ungodly. I'm here to tell you, we better put sin in its place.
Amen.
Because the wages of it's death.
Yeah.
That's what it says.
Yes.
Buddy, I'm here to tell you, if they sin in your life, you better get it out.
Amen.
Get it
on.
Amen.
You better get it settled. You better get it fixed.
Amen.
Boy, there's about 3 hours worth of preaching right there, and I can't get it all right now.
Let it on.
But I'm here to tell you, it was they could cover it for a while, but when it got where they saw it, they had a plan to get rid of it. Thank God that He knows more than we do.
Amen. Yeah.
He's a strategic God.
Amen.
He's not only the God of yesterday, He's not only the God of today, He's the God of tomorrow.
Yeah,
in other words, He's looking out for you.
Thank you,
He's looking out ahead for you. So He made provision. If there's anybody with leprosy, I've got a way out. I've got a cure. They still have cure.
Yeah. Amen.
Jeremiah said in chapter 8, he said, is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? You know what he was talking about when he spoke about that balm? It's a flower that grows in Gilead. It was everywhere. I mean, it's kind of like dandelions. Everywhere you turn around, there's one sticking up out of a crack. Your yard's full of them. It's just everywhere. It was a flower, and it was called the balm of Gilead. And it's kind of like, you know, ginseng or something like that. It had medicinal properties. It had healing properties. And it was plentiful. It covered the ground. You couldn't walk around without stepping on it. Jeremiah said, is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no help? Is there no strength? Is there no cure? Why then is not the health of my daughter of my people recovered? I'll tell you why. We don't want it.
Amen.
We don't want the cure. But there's only one. There's only one. I don't care what this mainstream religion tells you. There's only one.
Yes, sir.
I'll say it again. There's only one.
Amen.
Well, that sounded a little better.
Yes. Bless him, Lord.
And so, all right. He said,
bless him, Lord.
The lepers will be cleansed. You bring him. And he said, and the priest shall go out to him. I'm glad one night he come looking for me. I didn't find him. I wasn't looking for him. I didn't want nothing to do with him.
Right.
But William, they come a point now.
Yes.
But I'm persuaded by everybody here knows my daddy and my family.
Yes.
Raised up in church. I wasn't asked to go. I was made to go. I know it got time. I got ready. I didn't say, how are we going? I said, now what time are we leaving? And I got ready and we went. But they come a point in my life. You know how you get rebellious.
Yes.
Don't look at me like that. Some of you did, I'm sure.
Bless
you.
Rebellious. I thought, I'm done. My mama's family is originally from Missouri. That's where my mama's from. Now, I got some family up there. I got some first cousins up there about the same age. One of them, me and him, growing up about like brothers. And then I got the point I wanted away from it all. I wanted to get just as far away from God and the church as I can get. So me and him, we kind of buddied up, you know, and we was making plans. I was going to move to Missouri. Me and him was going to rent an apartment. We was going to match for a while.
Bless
y'all looking at me awful funny. You always been right?
Bless you, Lord.
I want it away. I want it gone. I'd run out at night and I'd take off with some friends and I'd stay gone about all night. I'd come home, you know. But I didn't know back home just exactly what was going on. I was running from some things. And my granny, my daddy's mama, God bless her, she done gone on. But after I got right, pressed up to the call to preach. One night I got done preaching. Granny was sitting there, and boy, she just had her shout and fail that night. I got done. Me and the Lord just had us a time. I got done, you know. And she met me at the back of the door, and she said, Jesse, she said, do you know when you was out running and you was out of going, every time I heard and I found out that you went and that you was gone, she said, I'd get on my knees and I'd pray for you. I'd pray for you. You're here tonight because somebody prayed for you.
Yeah.
You're here tonight because somebody stood in the gap. They made up the hedge because somebody loved you.
Yes,
right. And God come a looking for me. The priest would go out and he'd get that leper. When he'd get that leper, he'd get the two birds. All right, now maybe we'll try to preach this a little bit. He'd get them two birds. And he'd take the one bird and he'd slay the bird in an earthen vessel over running water. In other words, it had to die.
Uh-huh.
A life had to be taken. Ephesians chapter 2 said, we were dead in our trespasses and in our sin. I told you we must preach the law. Romans chapter 7, I believe it is, said that when the law revived, I died.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, when somebody preached to me and preached to me lost, it crucified me. It killed me. It slayed me. And I'm here to tell you what's wrong with a lot of folks that never died.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
They still got that old natural man on life support.
Come on.
Yeah.
Right, preach it.
And it never came. Kind of like a hog. You clean him up. Well, get the mess off of him, you know. Put some old spice on him. He might look real good, but you turn him loose, you know what he's going to do? He's going to find him the nearest mud hole, and he's going to water for a while. Why? Because that's his nature. That's what he is. That's who he is. He's just an old hog, and he don't know no better. He don't. And I'm here to tell you right now, society today says that's good enough. But no, sir, reformation won't get your feet off the ground.
Amen.
People won't try to clean them up.
Praise.
And you don't like the fish? You ever cleaned the fish before you caught it?
Bless him, Lord. Come on, Brother Jesse. Bless him, Lord.
I mean, until a man gets right with God, they ain't going to straighten up, do better.
No.
They might get a case of the do better for a while, but it won't last.
Right.
Amen.
Somebody said, I just don't understand them. They're in and they're out. They're in and they're out. They never got in.
Yeah.
Come on.
They never died. That old man is still alive within them. And as long as that old man is still alive within them, the nature of that old man will always work within him. And the only way you can handle that old man, kill him.
Amen.
You get a hog gun clean, you know, there's only one way you can keep him from going back.
Get him.
Slay him. Kill him. You kill that booger, he won't move back. I'm glad I'm not who I used to be, Brother Williams. Thank God. Y'all would not like me had you met me before God got a hold of me. Thank God I'm not the man I used to be. I'm glad one Wednesday night prostrate upon an old mourner's bench, this poor man cried to God, and I'm dead on that mourner's bench. But thank God for the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. He resurrected me a new creature.
Amen.
Did you kill that thing over running water? In the book of John, I believe it is, when that a soldier pierced the side of the Lord Jesus, the Bible said, out of his side forthwith come blood and water. And you know what you do? You don't stop there. I'm glad the story didn't end at the cross.
No.
Now I'll glory in the cross. I'm grateful for the cross.
Yes.
I'll sing about the cross. I love to hear about the cross. But the story don't end at the cross.
Amen.
Right.
He says, you take that dead bird, that just lifeless being, and you take the blood from that dead bird, and you take his blood that was slain over the running water, and you take that life bird, you cover him by the blood, then you know what you do? You loose him and let him go.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know what's wrong with a lot of folks?
Yeah.
They're bad.
Right.
You know why we can't enjoy the goodness of the Lord? We're bad.
Right.
We may have been covered. We may have been washed.
Come on.
But somehow or another, we just haven't got cut loose yet.
Right.
Are you free?
Come on.
Amen. I mean, are you really free to serve the Lord? I heard my grandpa tell one time, when he was young, there was a lady in the community, she was a midwife. I mean, they didn't have hospitals back then, you know. If a woman had the baby, they called the midwife, and she was the one. They called her. And he said she didn't know if there was anybody else at church or not. She just went to church, her and the Lord. And she'd get up and sing a song, and if she'd forget the words, she'd just sing to you, to you, to you. And just have her a big time. Now if we get up, if it don't sound just perfect, if every pitch ain't hit just right, we'll get so bound down, our face will turn red, we'll get embarrassed, we'll just want to sit down. Why? Cause we're bound.
That's it.
I wonder tonight if somebody come here and didn't see a full house and said, well, it won't be that good of a service. You know what? You're bound.
Listen, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Blessing
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Folks is getting bound down.
Yes.
I'm talking bound. Church full.
Yes.
Getting bound.
Amen.
He said when he's covered, loose him and let him go.
Hallelujah.
Great Uncle Milton. Some of y'all made him play the piano out of church. Told about when he got saved. He got saved in the chicken house. And it wasn't one of them 500-foot long ones like you're thinking of. His chicken house is just a shed out back where they raise chickens. They said he'd get in there. He can't try to get saved everywhere, you know. He'd ever baptizing hole that he could get to, any time, any watering hole, he'd get down there, he'd go to pray, and preachers had told him too green. Y'all know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Happens a lot.
Yeah.
Amen.
Pulls them too green.
Right.
The truth.
He got in that chicken house.
Yes.
He said the dogs is licking him in the ears. He was trying to pray. He'd slap a dog this way, slap a dog that way. He'd cry out to God. Till finally, he got through. And when he got through, he got covered. He got washed. He got clean. Got up, got out of that chicken house and got under an apple tree. And then he got cut loose. And under an old apple tree, he just had him one more shout and spell, just scribble.
Yeah.
His mama heard him down there, and she told her husband, she said, Lord, milk snake bit. He said, he ain't snake bit. You leave that boy alone. Hey, how long tonight are you really free to serve the Lord?
Yeah.
Are you really free to worship God? Are you free enough to lift that holy hand before God? And say,
yes,
his holy name.
Bless
you. Loose him.
Bless
you. And let him go. Yeah. We'll let the world
mind
us. Come on. We let society dictate what we think.
Amen.
We let society dictate how we ought to have church. Yeah. We let culture tell us that we're going down. We let society tell us that we're no longer welcome, no longer wanted, and can't have revival. Why don't we get to the words of God and listen to the Lord when Jesus said that I set free is free indeed.
Yeah.
If you're free tonight, if you're saved, why don't you shake off your silly skin and get free? up with God.
Amen. Amen.
Loose him.
Let him go.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let him go. Are you bound?
Yeah.
Are you bound?
Come on, yes. Bless him, Lord.
Bless him, man. That's the truth.
I don't know who's saved or not, so I'll just preach.
Amen.
How many of you remember when you first got it?
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Father.
How I mean the freedom.
Yes.
Will that time bind us?
Yeah, we will.
There's a song that says, time has made a change in the old home place.
Yeah.
Will that time bind us? We'll say, I've heard it, I've even said it myself, we'll say it's just not like it used to be. Well, why in the world not?
Yeah.
Huh? Has God changed?
No.
Has His power diminished?
No.
Has His grace become insufficient?
No.
He's still just as real. We just bailed.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's one way God can get you free. How much time, my God?
All you want.
All night.
I'll try not to keep you too long if I can help it. But anyway, let me pause right here for just a little while and take you in the book of Daniel and find three men who at one time come to just about the same situation we're in. The king of the land had erected a statue of gold, a false idol. And he brought the musicians in and said, now I make a decree that all the nations and languages and people, that when you hear the sound of the music, when you hear the sound of the music go, when you hear it, you just bow down. In other words, I know we've got this one over here that says this way. This one over here says that way. We got this religion says they're right. Their religion says they're right. I'll tell you what, we'll just come together. We'll just make it a one world religion. And we'll just make it easy on it and everybody. How many of you know they tried it still today?
You're right. Amen.
In a lot of your bigger schools, especially some of your bigger private schools, they're now putting in oh Lord, I can't think of words.
Bless Him, Father.
Bless Him, Jesus.
Worldwide communications with different nationalities, different creeds, and different religions. So they can all study as one.
Right.
Come on.
Simulation.
Thank you. Thank God for somebody that's got a little bit of knowledge. I ain't got a whole lot. I'm just from Tennessee.
Bless you.
They're trying to bring it all together and make it one. They tried it in Genesis 11.
Yep.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. They tried it in the days of Daniel.
Yep.
And they're trying it today.
Yep. Yep.
Just make it one. How many know what will happen and what they'll have when all the religions of the world come together as one? You'll have an anti-Christ religion.
Amen.
Because they will not have this way called the blood. They'll not have repentance. They don't want it. They want to put it aside. I'm all right by time. I'm not going to leave it. I'm just good enough. I'm here to take it. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. It still takes the blood.
Amen.
Just bow down. Well, there was three boys there that could remember Sunday school.
Yes,
thank God for Sunday school.
Bless you, Lord.
Can I say it again?
Yes.
Thank God for Sunday school.
Oh, yes. That's right.
I mean, we'll get up 3 hours, 4 days, I'd spend 2.5 hours out on the water just to wait for the sun to rise.
Well,
freeze to death in the creek, man.
Come on, come on.
Can't get to church at 10 o'clock for Sunday school.
Preach it, brother. Preach it.
You're right.
That's free.
That's getting rid of the wow.
Bless you, Master Moore.
Those three boys can remember the teachings of their youth.
Yes, yeah, sir.
Remember now, therefore, thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not. I know we got children's church now.
Bless you, Father.
Bless you.
They tried that on me. They didn't want to do well.
Yeah.
Bless you, Father.
Because if you're left, you don't want to go back.
All right. You're right.
Well, I guess I'll explain myself a little bit. There are a lot of you big to-do fancy churches, you know, instead of the children being seated in the sanctuary to hear the man of God speak.
Yes.
Rain carry on in the Holy Ghost and tell them about hell and tell them they need to repent. They'll take them off in the bag, give them some toys to play with, and you know, have them, you know, go along. I thank God, I had a mama. God, thank the Lord. Sat me down on a pew, reached on the inside of my thigh, twisted the hook out of it, and said, "You better sit still, pass it. He's got something to tell me."
Come on. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Oh, man, where am I at? Yeah, them three boys.
It's still working.
Something clicked off in their mind when they heard the decree. Now, these wasn't just ordinary fellows of the land. They were promoted up in rank.
Yes.
They were the Chaldeans. Of the wise men of the land, they were part of the counselors to the King Nebuchadnezzar. And they heard that decree, bow down to this idol. When you hear the music, something's kind of, wait a minute. I remember back home. I might be in a strange land, in a strange country, but I still remember the Word of God. And I remember what the law of Moses taught me. Thou shalt not worship any graven image. Old Shadrach turned to Meshach and said, "I ain't about it." Then the ghost said, "I ain't either." I would say, "Well, we'll just take our stand right now." Everybody went to about the music, about the plan. Everybody went to about someone said, "Oh, it won't hurt."
Come on now.
The Lord understands.
Come on.
He knows we're outnumbered.
Preach it.
He knows that, you know, if you can't beat them, join them.
Yeah, sir. I hear that.
Yeah.
Well, it amazes me what some folks try to do to attract people to the church. I didn't know there was anything wrong with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Y'all gonna stay with me for just a little while. I'm kind of feeling the Lord a little bit now.
Amen.
I was kind of reaching for Him when I got started. But I found Him the whole way. I believe I'll just preach for a while.
Yeah.
I believe I'm on the right road. Y'all just laying here for me just a bit. Will you hold out for just a little while?
Come on.
They said, "All right, we ain't going to fall. We ain't going down." They played the music. Everybody just hit their face. Some of their bodies.
Yep.
Well, it's easy to say I love the Lord when you're standing in the middle of a church house and everybody's just singing, "Oh, how I love Jesus."
Come on.
It's easy to stand and say I love the Lord then, but what about when you're down at the workplace?
Yeah.
Well, when you're down in the middle of the school grounds, when you're down off in the grocery store, can you still love Him out too?
Yeah, come on.
Bless you,
Lord.
We cannot just contain God to the four walls of the church.
Right.
And the heavens of the heavens cannot contain Him. So we cannot just contain Him to the four walls. He's the God of the world.
Yes, He is.
Amen.
If you can't serve God in here, quit acting like it. You can't serve God out there. Quit acting like it in here.
Amen.
Come on.
I guess the reason why testimony service is dumb, almost unexistent, is because we ain't living it out there.
Right.
And if you can't stand and say, "I love the Lord, the house of God," among your fellow servants, how in the world can you go out there and say, "I love the Lord"?
Right.
Bless
Him,
Lord. That's blessing, Lord. It's the truth.
Amen.
Amen.
And I feel like preaching.
Amen.
So, listen. Music plays. Everybody bow.
Yes.
Except them three. I don't believe they was boastful about it. I don't believe they was arrogant.
No.
I believe they just done it because they love the Lord.
Yeah.
They done it because it was the right thing to do.
Right.
They done it because God said not to allow them.
Right.
He told them not to serve, not to love any other God because He is a jealous God. And they could remember back when they first got down there when Daniel said, "We ain't eating and drinking the king's meat," and God took care of them again. Yes. Daniel wasn't president this time.
Yes.
Somewhere down the road, your pastor ain't going to be around you.
Come on,
you're going to have to make your own stand.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
Preach it.
Bless your husband or your wife won't be with you. Your mom or your daddy won't be with you. You're going to have to make your own stand.
Amen.
Boy, when I first got started preaching, everybody told me, "Brother Mickey, I'm behind you. I'm behind you all." Well, I got up first time to preach. I got up for a real look. Everybody is out here. Turn around behind me. Hey, what's the soul?
Bless you, Lord.
Had to make my own stand somewhere.
Yes.
You're going to have to make your own stand.
Amen.
You can't just go off mom and daddy. You can't just go off brother and sister. You can't just go off your pastor. You're going to have to make your own stand.
Amen.
I might be preaching, everybody already knows this, but it feels like the first time I've ever preached in my life.
Bless him,
buddy. Maybe I can just stir up your minds just a little bit.
Yeah,
remind you of some things.
Yeah.
Let the Holy Ghost make it new again. But anyway, the old talebearers, the backbiters, the whisperers. Got any of those around here?
Yeah. Bless him, buddy.
I hope not.
Bless him, Lord.
Come on, yes.
But they're about everywhere I go.
Yes.
Do you hear what so-and-so said? Yeah. Do you hear what he done?
Bless him, Father.
Do you hear about that?
Come on.
They used to, you know, get on that now, do you?
Yeah.
Come on.
Bless him, Father.
Posted on that Facebook.
Yeah, preach it.
Come on.
Preach it. Go ahead.
Bless him, Father.
I'm telling you, I eat with passion.
Man,
that's
bold. That's right.
And I just let that dog die.
Bless him.
For a little while.
You're driving right now.
Come on, brother.
Them old tail buyers found out.
Come on.
You know, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you know what they done? They just stirred up trouble down there. That's them old troublemakers. All they do is turn the world upside down.
Come on.
That reminds you of something. I take you the book of Acts for just a little while over in Thessalonica. When them preachers stood up, preach Jesus, them old unbelievers, them old lost and back hypocrites, I'm done saying, all they do is just causing trouble. They just turn the world upside down.
Come on, brother.
There's only one way to clean the water, and that's make waves in it. Amen. Nod your hand or something. You let water lie, it'll get stagnant. Leaves will fall in it. Wiggle tails will grow. And she'll sink after a while. She'll get it a moving just a little. You might have to bust it up.
Come on, brother.
Come on.
And that's one thing the gospel's good at. It loves to bust up tail water.
Come on.
They might cause a stink for a while. To keep it moving, it'll clean it up for all.
Yeah,
well,
help me about it.
Preacher, don't make waves. It's waves what washes the junk out of it. And we need to be making some waves.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Lord.
Yeah. I said, they ain't bowing. So the talebearers got back. Let me try to hurry now. The talebearers got back to Nebuchadnezzar.
I'm trying
to get to a point, and she's taking me a little while to get there.
Come on.
They got back to Nebuchadnezzar and they told Nebuchadnezzar, you know them three men that you promoted? Them three men that you pull up through ranks and that, you know, you kind of set them up over some things and make them well to do founders on Shadrach, Meshach, yeah, I know them. He said, you know your decree you made? They didn't bow.
Mm-hmm.
You know what Nebuchadnezzar done? God ain't it.
Yes.
You know why some folks won't worship the Lord? Because they're afraid they'll make the devil mad.
Right.
I got news for you. He's been mad for a long time.
Amen.
He's been mad for just just about now 2,000 years. When an old Hebrew took a male imprinted foot, drove it down into his head, and no devil's been a sore head ever since.
Yeah.
He's already mad.
Yes, he is.
Yes.
I ain't ever tried to make nobody mad. That's never been my goal. I've only got to do my best to preach the gospel, try to help as much as I could.
Right.
I'm here to tell you, you preach your heart enough, long enough, and the devil will show himself.
Yes, sir.
Listen, Father.
And he's come out of some corners. I didn't think where he was, and he showed up.
Listen.
Come on. Right.
I was eager for a lot of fun, Brother Hutchinson. When I first got started, I thought everybody loved preaching.
Amen.
Well, I was mistaken.
Yeah. Bless the Lord.
Come on now, don't look at me.
Amen.
Some of these preachers is an awesome. They know what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
I thought, well, everybody loves a preacher.
Amen. I've been down that road.
Yeah, they'll love you. See, you preach on them.
That's right.
The key. I mean, as long as you're patting them on the back, tell them how good a fellow they are.
Come on.
They'll be your buddy and your friend, but when you've got to shift gears and be no respect of a person,
uh-huh.
You've got to come down there with that just for a little while. The song goes to change.
Amen. Right. Preach it.
Bless
you. I may tell you, you better love a man that'll preach you right.
Amen.
That's right.
Yes. You better love a man that's no respect of a person.
Yeah.
Amen. If you're looking at somebody that my daddy was a preacher, but he didn't cut me not near a bit slack. He preached to me just as hard and just as straight. Might be just there a little harder, I don't know, than anybody else.
Listen,
buddy.
Listen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
You.
Yeah.
You better love a preacher, though. Preach you right.
Yeah.
Now, there's one thing about it. No, I'll go on just for a minute. There's one thing about it. There's, you can preach, and then you can preach with love.
Yes.
It might be hard.
Love, yes.
It might be straight. But as long as it's tempered with love,
yes.
It'll help you.
Amen.
Amen.
It'll help you.
Amen.
I mean, when the Jesus looked down at the Pharisees and called them hypocrites and vipers, he still loved them.
Yeah.
He still died for them.
Yes. Sure did.
Yes, he did.
All right, I'll go on. Well, anyways, kind, bring them to me. I'll show them who do they think that God is. He was just about to find out. I'm telling you right now, this unbelieving society, this infidel society, this people, this anti-Christ society that we're living in, that will not have God, that will not have the people of God, that will not have the ways of God, that's mocking God openly to His face, and the shaking is their fist in the face of God, saying, who is this God? They're going to find out one day.
Yes, we
are. Yeah.
God's going to die and call some to you.
Yes, He will.
Bring them to me. I'll sit it, guys. All them down there. Don't shake that. Me shaking them. I heard that when I sounded the music, you didn't play out. So I tell you what. How that goes, devil, they'll always give you no change. I'll play the music again, and I'll just look over that first instance. I will think about that. If I play the music for you one more time, if you'll just bow this time, will you?
Yeah.
Will you let my God be my God? Boy, wasn't that just nice of the devil?
Yeah.
Wasn't that just nice of him?
Amen.
They didn't even let him finish. They said, we're not careful to answer thee in this matter. The God that we serve is able to deliver us from your hand, no king. But if not, we're still not going to bow.
Amen.
I want you to notice something about this. The Lord was nowhere around.
Right. Glory to God.
Y'all with me?
Right.
They said, I know He's able. I know He can. But whether He does or not,
forget it. Don't even tune your guitar. Don't even get it out of the case.
Right.
I ain't going to bow. We ain't going to kneel down to this table. And if God said it's wrong, I don't care if the world says it's right. God says it's wrong. I ain't about it.
Amen.
And boy, that just made me trouble. He flew off that throne, commanded them to heat that furnace seven times hotter than it was wont to be heated. Bind them, he said.
Bring them here.
Tie them up. Bind them down. I'll show them. We'll just bind them down. Boy, that's what the devil's trying to do today.
Yeah.
We can just bind them down.
Right.
Yeah. I believe he's got about half of us tied up.
Come on.
Yeah, bless you.
Tie them in their homes, tie them in their clothes, tie them up within their own self.
Amen.
Amen.
Caught with the strongest men of the land. Told them over there, throw them in the furnace. And the furnace was so hot, it killed the strong men that drove them in there.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Bless you, Lord.
What? How does that verse go? How can you spoil a man's house unless you first bind the strong man?
Bind the strong man. Bless you.
The devil can't do that to you, he gets you bound.
Right.
Tied down.
Yes.
Discouraged. Beat down.
Bless you more.
Distressed. Are you distressed?
Yes.
Are you discouraged?
Along.
Are you troubled? Are you bound?
Yeah.
Bind them down. Throw them in the fog.
Bless him, Lord.
Got them thrown in the fog. Old Nebuchadnezzar.
Yeah.
Yeah. I showed them. I don't know if he was going to gloat. I think he just, you know, kind of look over what I've done. But something made him look.
Yeah.
Something made him look into that furnace.
Amen.
And when Nebuchadnezzar looked in that furnace, he was looking for some more wise men. He's over here.
Yeah.
I ain't real smart, but I can count three anyway.
Yeah. And
forward. Nebuchadnezzar was. Hey, what? How many of them fellas was it? We throw in that fire. That's probably thinking, Lord, the king's done lost his mind. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. My arithmetic figures three. Nebuchadnezzar, yeah, mine does too. But every time I look in there, I see a.
Yeah.
They've gained somebody. There's a fourth man in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And guess what? They ain't bound no more.
Bless you more.
They're up.
Can you imagine that?
They ain't screaming. They ain't hollering. They ain't crying. They're walking. And the fourth man, he is like the Son of God.
Yeah.
He knows who that fourth man was.
Yeah.
He knows who that was.
Yeah.
I'm here to tell you, if God's got to get you on the fire, He knows how to get you free.
Yes, sir.
Now, growing up,
yes.
It didn't take us, me and my brother Captain, all the time we built a fire. I was a fire bug. I had to play in the fire. If I had the fire built, I'd poke around in it, and I'd play around in it. Got my sins to burn a few times, but I had a ball playing in the fire. I'd get home, and I wouldn't get 20 feet from home, but you go, Lord, mercy, you've been in that fire again. Go take you a bite. Why? Because she could smell the smoke on me.
Uh-huh.
You can't get around the fire and not get it on you.
Right.
Shadrach! Meshach! Abednego!
Yeah.
Now, our smart guys, theologians and scientists and all like that have scientifically proven. It amazes me how science can be well more believed than the Word of God.
Yeah. Amen.
When the majority of your science is built on theory.
Explain that.
They say that when them three men was thrown, because it was so hot, there was a heat bubble. I seen, I watched it. It was a documentary. They say it was a heat bubble inside of that, and so they fell into a heat bubble.
They still know where.
I'm here to tell you right now. If all I could say to explain it was by saying a heat bubble, I wouldn't get on nationwide television and advertise my ignorance.
No, amen.
They didn't fall into no heat bubble. They were thrown into the hands of the living God. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you, we might be in this world, but we don't have to be part of it.
Bless him, Lord.
That's right. What Jesus
said. They might have fell in their bound, but when they come out loose. I'm here to tell you, we might come this week bound, but I hope, pray to God, sometime during it, you can leave out of here loose.
Amen.
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 Yes, Lord.
If they still looked the same, their hair wasn't singed, they didn't have the smell of smoke, the only thing that was burning was what? What had them burned?
Amen.
That was it. That was all that burned away. And they come out of there loose. Nebuchadnezzar said, I make a new decree. There shall be no other God to be worshipped save the God of Shadrach, of Meshach, and Abednego. I'm telling you right now, we might feel like we're outnumbered, but three men by standing in faith of God changed the history of an entire nation.
Amen.
Chapter 4, Nebuchadnezzar got saved.
Right.
Why? Because he got free. They got free. He said, cover that bird by the blood that was slain over the running water. Cover him by the blood and then loose him and let him go.
Amen.
I wonder tonight, are you loose? Are you free? Are you really free to worship the Lord? Are you really free? I'm telling you right now, nothing's a holding you. There's a song that I love it. It says, going home, I'm going home. There is nothing to hold me here. I wonder tonight, I ask you, is there anything that's a holding you back? Is there anything that's standing in your way? Why don't you confess it to God? You tell me about it, I can't help you with it. But if you tell her to God, He can cover you by the blood. He can wash it away. Then He can loose you and let you go.
Amen.
That's the message. Let's stand, if you will.
Bless all of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, they're coming. I ask you, if you feel like praying, I ask you, come pray.
Yes.
Come pray. Come pray. I don't know how about you go about this part, but I just humbly ask you.
Yes.
Come pray.
Yes.
Come pray.
Yes.
If something's abiding you, something's